Pharmadoxy for today. Changing over to Apostle. There comes a time when children want to leave the nest, and part of the parenting skill is finding the opportunity to encourage that move. Sometimes it requires a push, so the young one can catch the wind as it spreads its wings. In preparation for their departure, parents have given their children the necessary upbringing and education. Of course, the education process continues throughout life. When Jesus stood at the Sea of Galilee and called his disciples to follow him, his invitation was simple: come. After his resurrection, at the ascension, the command was just as simple: go. He first invited them to come, follow, and learn. At the ascension, he said to them, it is time for them to go, teach others. It is precisely at the ascension that the disciples, the students, become apostles, those who are sent, missionaries. The apostles received the tools with which to do their missionary work on the day of Pentecost, Hoke Galust in Armenian, which means the coming of the Spirit. As we read yesterday in the book of Acts, chapter 2, the Holy Spirit gives the gift of utterance to the apostles. Now, the gift of God is communication. We are not created as robots, but as entities with the ability to process thought and communicate it to others. Is it any wonder that the human being is the only member of the animal kingdom that procreates, makes love, facing each other? In the most intimate of positions, the human being has the ability to communicate at a level with thoughts, speech, feel, and touch. Language is the skill to communicate with others. Armadoxy rejects the idea that at the Pentecost, the gift of utterance was a secret sound code that was understood by only some. Scripture says that the people who heard the apostles talking said, "And how is it that we hear each in our own language in which we were born? We hear them speaking in our own tongues the wonderful works of God." The sounds that people heard were languages, not nonsensical words or sounds. The gifts of God are always practical. They have a function. Words express our thoughts and teach, that is, they pass along knowledge. The object of those teaching lessons is harmony among people. The idea that God would give people confusing sounds or would want to confound people's attempts to understand one another is foreign to Christian thought. The gift of the Holy Spirit brings us together, not draws us apart. Pentecost is the birthday of the church. With the Holy Spirit, the church would now move to continue the work of Christ. The church is community. There is no such thing as one Christian. Christianity is about working together so that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Christ taught his disciples when the time came and the disciples were ready to continue the mission, what we refer to as spreading their wings. Christ commissioned them to go and share what they had learned, ensuring the continuity of his message in perpetuity. The perfect vehicle for this is the group of people, that is, community, that reach out to one another with hands, legs, and voice to find strength and work for what Jesus sought: peace on earth, goodwill toward one another. The church is one when it reflects this harmony and this teaching. Today we end by reading the last verses of Acts chapter 2, the first Christian community after Pentecost. Now all who believed worked together and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods and divided them among all, as anyone had need. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness, simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. Happy birthday, church. It's Pentecost.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.